Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're in the description below. It's a beautiful day today. It's nice and cool. And so I'm so happy to be outside and doing this video for you guys. And it's an interesting video today because it's actually a question again by a viewer. And I love receiving questions from you guys. Please do keep on sending them over to my email or commenting below, or going over to my Facebook, wherever you guys want to send it to me. Because I just love these questions because it really just pumps me up. Not only because I'm so glad you guys are asking these questions, that you're trusting me with this, but also because it just kind of gets my brain rolling and I get all these ideas from it and I'm like, oh yes, I want to do a video on this and I want to talk about this. Blah, blah, blah. I just love that mood that I get into. But specifically for this video and for this person, I was really excited because she is in the 11th grade. She's in primary school, she said. She's in 11th grade. I don't know exactly in which country, but I was just so happy to receive an email from such a young INFJ, just made me so happy because, as I said, my mission always has been to get at all those younger INFJs who are just starting out their lives and who are completely lost and have no idea what they're doing with themselves because they think that they're crazy or insane because they're so weird and different. And just to try and get at them and make them realize, okay, you're not crazy, you're fine. You're just a little bit different, yes, but you're fine. And it's okay. And I want to get at younger INFJs. I mean, I'm happy any age INFJ is fine, obviously. But that was my first mission when I first started doing these videos, is to get at that person that I was when I was completely lost when I was younger. And I was like, I wish someone could tell me what's going on. So in this video, she had a question specifically about chameleonizing. And I love that she said that, chameleonizing. I love that term. And so you guys know what we do as INFJs. We become, or we are like chameleons, or sponges, however you want to say it. And we just kind of take on the characteristics of the people, mostly of the people around us and the situations. So I'll notice myself if, you know, there's a couple of people around me who are getting angry and who are in a dramatic situation. If I can't escape, I'll start getting angry as well. And I'll start getting into the dramatic situation. And that's a very simple example of it, obviously. Now I'm a little bit more conscious of it, so I can stop myself from going into the madness. But I did do that a lot. I was a major chameleon. It's very easy for an INFJ to be a chameleon, and it's also very easy on our mental sanity to be a chameleon. You don't have to think too much. You just follow the crowd. You just kind of follow what everyone else is doing. Especially if you have no idea what you're doing while you're socializing, you just follow everyone else. Everyone else takes a drink or you know, orders a rum and coke. You're like, fine, yeah, rum and coke for me as well. Can also be a detriment, obviously, because you start following the crowd, and the crowd doesn't really necessarily know what they're doing. They're just following other crowds, and then it's a mess. Yeah. So that's not the point of the video, though. The point is, she asked me, how else can I form relationships with people around me without becoming a chameleon, without becoming overly gushy and nice, or without becoming too cold or logical? Like, how do I form proper, good, nice relationships with people around me? Nice relationships. Without becoming chameleon, without forming that sort of barrier around me or mask around me. And that was a really interesting question to me because that shows you at the level that this girl is at, obviously this INFJ is at, which makes me really happy, because obviously already she's thinking about these questions. She doesn't want to just follow the crowd. She wants to do something different. She wants to be herself, is basically what she's asking. She wants to be herself, but also still form good relationships with people around her. I think what the problem here is that we've been told over and over again as INFJs from childhood, because we're introverts, because we're weird, I think we get told over and over again, yeah, that if we are ourselves, we're not going to form friends. If you're going to be yourself, you're not going to form friends, you're not going to be accepted, you're not going to live the life that you want to live, you're not going to be able to live in this world, things like that. We're told this over and over again. And so by the time, I'm guessing, we get into 11th grade or 12th grade or, you know, high school, or whatever it might be, we kind of start believing in ourselves, in that lie that we've been told, the myth that has been fed to us, that if we are ourselves, then no one's going to like us. And so, of course, then because we're told this lie, we kind of play the other role of being either too nice or being too mean, or playing these random other roles that help us form friendships and be accepted by the cliques and the groups around us, especially in high school. That was one of the main things that I did in order to be accepted around by the people around me. I didn't even think about not doing that. And so I'm grateful that this person's even thinking about it, and the fact that she asked me this question. Now, obviously, I realize that that was just one of the ways you can form relationships with people. Now, obviously, that's something that I don't do, but I'm 36 now, and she is probably 15 or 14. I have no idea what age you are when you're in 11th grade. So that's a big difference. So if you can start already doing that at the age of 14, that would be amazing. But some of the things I do now without getting into chameleon mode and still forming extremely powerful relationships with the people around me is to understand what the person in front of me is all about, and to focus on them, to put my attention on them, to be aware of who they are, and to really send... I I don't like using the word love because it kind of has weird connotations. But really, truly, what we're doing here is sending them love, sending them joy, gratitude, and a lot of love. And just making sure that you are able to fulfill what they need from you. Now, I've said a lot already, so I'm just going to backtrack a little bit and kind of cut it out. I'll cut it into pieces and explain it to you guys again. So let me give you an example. Recently, I was sitting at a restaurant. I was minding my own business, as I always do. And I'm reading a notebook, a book that I had with me. And I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for my food to be prepared. I was going to eat a delicious Burmese tea leaf salad. So excited. So I was really excited about the food. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. This food's going to be great. So mainly my thoughts were occupied by the book I was reading and the food that was coming. And so I'm sitting there thinking and being by myself, enjoying myself. It was a nice afternoon. I had free time to be by myself. And so I was really excited, yeah. So I'm sitting there and then this older Korean lady kind of walks into the restaurant completely lost. Had no idea what was going on. A lot of restaurants in Thailand, in Chiang Mai specifically, you don't wait to at the table to order. You just go to the person in front. They're cooking in the back anyways and they're busy. They're not going to come to you. So you just go to them and you order and they'll put you in the slot behind whoever ordered before you kind of thing, right? And eventually your food will get to you. Sometimes later than sooner rather than later, but usually sometimes later. And it's okay. You just have to wait, be patient. Your food will come to you eventually. They will not forget about you, right? And I see a lot of people getting angry about that. I'll see Americans coming in or British people like yelling at the staff like, oh my God, you forgot about my food. And they're like, no, we didn't forget. You're still in the line. We're just busy. Yeah. So you just relax. You order, you relax, and you just sit down and wait. I waited half an hour, 45 minutes, sometimes an hour for my food, sometimes depending on how busy the place was or how slow they were working. Sometimes they're just tired and or they're not in the mood to work, right? So they're working slower. And so I told her, you know, you have to go into to the front and order your food. And of course, she asked me the question, and that's typical for an INFJ. We always get asked these directions or questions. So I was like, yeah, go to the front and order, and then you can sit down and they'll bring it to you. And she was very grateful and she sat down and I'm having my food. As I finish my food, I ask her if she wants a Kleenex because I could see that she was, her nose was running and she didn't have anything in front of her. So I gave her a Kleenex, right? And she was so weirdly grateful, I guess because she was lonely and because it's a strange country and she's by herself. She started chatting with me. She's like, what are you doing here? I'm here by myself. My husband's coming in 3 weeks. I'm a little bit confused about how to do things and I'm looking for an apartment. And that moment in time, you know, I was thinking to myself, I could either walk away from this person and go off, do my own thing and be like, yeah, you take care of yourself. Or I could just help them in their time of need, right? And so I sat down and for the next half an hour, I sat with her and helped her find I gave her a list of 6 or 7 apartments nearby, good, cheap apartments, clean, with great landlords that she could go to in order to find an apartment for herself. All right. And then obviously I was like, all right, if you need any help, this is my email address, message me anytime. I'm here for you, etc. And that created a relationship between us. Like that was exactly what that person needed. She felt grateful. I could feel her relaxing in front of me. She felt less stressed out. She felt the connection of a human being. Obviously, she was lonely. Obviously, she was alone. And in that moment in time, I gave her exactly what she needed. And in that moment, we created a relationship, a great, strong, powerful relationship between us. Might never last. I mean, I might never see her again. But in that moment, there was this connection between us. Now, that was an easy example to use, obviously, because it was very apparent what she needed. She was lonely. She was extremely lonely and afraid that she was by herself and she wouldn't be able to do what she needed to do. Even after she was like, can you come with me? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I have class. I had class to go to, yoga class to go to. I couldn't go with her. But she did find an apartment. She did email me after. She's like, I found a great apartment. Thank you for your help. And so basically, I think that's what we have to do as individuals on this planet, especially as INFJs, because as I said, we're more intuitive, we are aware of what's going on with people, so we can give them a lot more than what other people might be able to give them. And I think in the moment in time, as a human connection, I think that's the perfect thing you can do, really. You don't have to be cold or about it, or overly emotional or gushy about it. You don't have to be overly nice about it, or You don't have to be very logical about it. You can just be yourself in that moment in time. And I was just sitting there, and I just had a conversation with her, and she needed something that I was able to offer to her. Sometimes you can't give the person what they need, right? And so you're just there for them. That's all. You just sit there. A lot of times I'll just be sitting there with my friends who are upset, and they'll just talk, they'll vent, and I'll just be able to sit there and be there for them. And in these ways, in these small ways, in these big ways perhaps even, we're able to just create these connections with people. And I'm really happy that I was able to share this with you guys, because I think it's really important for us to realize that everything matters that we do, but also these connections, these one-off connections even, that you're sitting in a park and someone random comes to you and vents to you, that is a moment of connection. That's a moment where you can have that temporary resonance with this person, and it's important, right? And that's as important as you being overly nice and creating a connection that way, or being a chameleon and creating a connection that way. In fact, I think it's more important than obviously being a chameleon and creating a connection that way. I hope I was able to explain myself to you. Again, if you who asked the question, I think it's Molly, her name, if you ask the question and I'm still unclear, please message me again and I will do a follow-up video just to kind of enhance this video and explain it a little bit more. Sometimes these topics are so abstract that it's a little bit difficult just to kind of explain what I'm trying to get at. Also, I'm sometimes not good at what I'm trying to say. So please do message me and I will do another video just to expand on this. Again, if you guys are interested, you can support me further by going to my Ko-fi link, ko-fi.com/boomshaka. The link is in the description below. And please do send me questions. I'm always happy to get more and more questions from you guys. I will get to you eventually, whenever it is. I have a list of about 600 to 700 questions that you guys have sent me, or topics that I have that I want to do videos on. So it's a long list. Again, thank you so much, and I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.